Esther, Greek, chapter 10. The king levied a tax upon his kingdom both by land and sea. As for his strength and valor, and the wealth and glory of his kingdom, behold, they are written in the book of the Persians and Medes for a memorial. Mordecai was viceroy to King Ahasuerus, and was a great man in the kingdom, honored by the Jews, and lived his life loved by all his nation. Mordecai said, "These things have come from God. For I remember the dream which I had concerning these matters, for not one detail of them has failed. There was the little spring which became a river, and there was light, and the sun and much water. The river is Esther, whom the king married, and made queen. The two serpents are Haman and me. The nations are those nations who combined to destroy the name of the Jews. But as for my nation, this is Israel, even those who cried to God and were delivered, for the Lord delivered his people. The Lord rescued us out of all these calamities, and God worked such signs and great wonders as have not been done amongst the nations. Therefore he ordained two lots. One for the people of God, and one for all the other nations. And these two lots came for an appointed season, and for a day of judgment, before God, and for all the nations. God remembered his people and vindicated his inheritance. They shall observe these days in the month Adar, on the 14th and on the 15th day of the month, with an assembly, joy, and gladness before God, throughout the generations forever amongst his people Israel. In the fourth year of the reign of Ptolemeus and Cleopatra, Dositheus, who said he was a priest and Levite, and Ptolemeus his son, brought this letter of Purim, which they said was the same, and that Lysimachus the son of Ptolemeus, who was in Jerusalem, had interpreted.